Carl, it was comfortable in the end, but he was made to work for it in the first half, especially.
Yeah, excellent workout for us. I think, you know, we won the game in the end convincingly, and so we should. You know, it was, I thought, but what pleased me, the lads have, you know, gone about it with a really professional attitude tonight. They've worked really, really hard. Thought we played some good stuff in the first half, certainly in our intent to do things right. I thought we maybe, you know, attitude and application 100%, execution sort of 50% first half, and... you know, they stuck to task, did what we asked them to do, and tried a few things out. And yeah, in the end, I think second half we looked the far superior side again. So we should for sort of 20-25 minutes, and then made a host of changes, and it got a little bit disjointed. Mm. But even then, I think we just looked too fit and too strong. And as I say, in the end, a really good workout. And yeah, as I say, you know, no real. Shock with the win. That's what should have happened tonight. But good workout and sets us up nicely for Saturday.
There were some good goals from some good football, wasn't there?
Yeah, there was. I thought we had an intent to play football all night. We tried to move the ball. I think in the first half I was a little bit frustrated by when we did have good pockets to play. We'd sort of get to the kind of 7, 8, 9, 10 pass mark, and then someone would think, "Gosh, I need to do something now, something decisive—a through ball, or a long ball clip behind, or a shot from distance." When really, what we wanted to see them just keep moving the ball until something opens up. But they really tried to play, and that's what we've been trying to impress on this group now for the last sort of month or so. Is that just having a way, having a style? It's not going to be perfect for a while. It takes a long time to hone a system like that and a style of play like that, but they're really, really trying to do it, and I applaud them for that. And as I say, great workout, great attitude, great application, and good night for us.
It was good to have a clean sheet as well.
Yeah, I thought at the end we ended up putting too many attacking players on, because that's obviously the bench we had tonight. We had the young lads and we wanted to get them all on. And in order to get them all on in positions where they were familiar, it ended up being a very front-loaded shape and turned into a little bit of a basketball match. But at 4-0, you can take that chance. Equally, you don't want to concede a goal. And that was hit the bar at the end. Good effort. But apart from that, we completely controlled the game, really. And as I say, it was a dominant display. And exactly what I would have expected before the night, and I'm just glad that the lads have come with the right attitude and done themselves justice for the level that we play against the level that they play.
You're on the road again on Saturday, another tough game.
Yeah, they keep coming thick and fast, don't they, at the moment? We level of opposition never really concerns me, because you look at our four probably best performances of the season. You're talking about the two Calcer games against the side that, for my money, will be in the playoffs in the level above, in league above this season. In normal time, a 0-0 draw and a 1-1 draw. The Lichfield game, who were absolutely running away with their division now, at our equivalent, Midland division, and we beat them handedly. We were great on the day. And the Eastwood game the other night, against the side that, for my money, will win our division, and we were fantastic. So we can apply ourselves against anybody. It's about our kind of mental frailty, really, and about whether we turn up or we don't turn up. So, level of opposition, I would rather we be pushed at the moment. So we're up against a good side away from home. So we know we're going to be up against it. That pleases me, because I think we're more switched on when we can smell the danger. We've just got to get that consistency, because it's not a bad group. It's a capable group. They're young and they make mistakes. But that consistency is what we've got to work on. It's what we're talking about with the lads all the time at the moment. And we'll see what Saturday brings.
Harrison had the best game for probably since he's been at the club tonight.
He has. But I think he's been good. To be honest, I think he's been consistently good since he's been here. Really, can't really think of a game where he's been particularly poor. He's been a consistent performer, and I'm seeing others in their individual games starting to get some consistency. I'm really pleased now to see Dylan Honeyford starting to be consistent with his performance in central midfield. He had a really poor one at Bourne a few weeks back, where we had a little chat with him about holding himself accountable to levels if he wants to step on from this particular level. And he's played very, very well and put in command in his plays in midfield now in consecutive games for my money. Other lads as well are starting to be a little bit more consistency within their own games, but it's just that team, what we're putting out as a team, as you were talking to you after the game at Harrowby, defending as a team, not just as individuals. So our season's going to be defined by consistency, isn't it? Mm. We're either going to get to the end of the season and we'll have lost as many games as we've won, or you know, as we get to the halfway mark, we'll start to redress that, and we'll win more than we lose, and we'll start to push into that top half and beyond. Because we're capable of doing that on a game by game basis, but at the moment, as I say, we don't quite know which group of lads is going to turn up.
Well, we did well tonight. See you soon.
Did well tonight. Cheers, mate.
Cheers.